Good afternoon. You're tuned into SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Vince Colblugo with today's headlines. It's Wednesday, January 13th. Public health officials report more than 4,500 new cases of coronavirus, even as the state's public health agency grapples with reporting issues. The State Department of Health and Environmental Control today confirmed 4,673 new cases and 42 deaths. The agency also says it's working with its vendor to correct the internal reporting issue. In other news, the lone Democrat in South Carolina's congressional delegation voted to impeach President Donald Trump for the second time. Speaking on the House floor today ahead of the vote, Democratic Whip Jim Clyburn said the president tried to overturn the 2020 election.
This president's refusal to participate in the peaceful transfer of power and his role in the exciting of the last week's violence posed an existential threat to our constitutional democracy.
Myrtle Beach Republican Tom Rice joined Clyburn in voting to impeach the president. The rest of South Carolina's delegation voted against it. Authorities say a small plane crashed in dense fog and set a home on fire near an airport in Columbia. A neighbor says a woman inside the home escaped injury, but there was no immediate word on the fate of the people in the plane. It happened just before 11 a.m. this morning, about a mile from the Jim Hamilton L.B. Owens Airport, which handles non-commercial airplanes in Columbia. And State Attorney General Alan Wilson today issued a strong condemnation of the riot that took place at the Capitol last week. In a statement from his office, Wilson said, quote, "Our Constitution guarantees everyone the right to protest peacefully, but the First Amendment does not shelter those who kill, injure, or destroy property, no matter the cause," end quote. The statement comes on the heels of a complaint accusing Wilson of supporting a false and frivolous lawsuit seeking to overturn the 2020 presidential election results. That wraps up your headlines. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.